Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you today?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
That is good to hear. We talked about mushroom leather last week and it was fascinating. The listeners were texting in mushroom facts all morning and we're doing a follow-up today. What are we talking about?
Well, I just went kind of and investigated all different types of vegan leather.
Excellent.
And my mind has been blown again.
Your third eye's open. So for anyone who missed last week, we were chatting about, what was it called?
Mycelium. Which is a little, I'm going to say tentacles that grow underground, communicate with other mushrooms and other plants, and the fruit of those is a mushroom.
And they use that to make leather, and it's not the only thing. What else is out there?
Well, I thought I'd start with the kind of standard vegan leather alternatives, which is like polyvinyl chloride, which is PVC or vinyl.
Right.
That is predominantly made of like fossil fuels or petroleum, so that's not so, you know. Also polyurethane, which is what Dr. Martens are made of, vegan shoes. And that one is additives, like it's adding an adhesive to a polyester fabric, like PVC, but it's like finer layers.
Oh, okay.
But it's still using like a petroleum kind of base,
totally.
But it's more sustainable. It is twice as expensive as PVC, but still cheaper than real leather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very common to mix polyurethane with animal leather to make it to make a hybrid called bicast.
Oh.
And what is quite interesting about I guess polyurethane is that the EU limits the amount of chemicals allowed in the manufacture, so that's pretty cool. And the final polyurethane polymer is actually chemically inert, so it's biodegradable by way of fungus in landfills and soil.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
The world of vegan leather is it's a rabbit hole for sure. What else is out there?
So there's pineapple leather.
Pineapple leather.
And that
sounds
made
like a lolly, like something you would go get from the dairy.
Yeah.
Get some pineapple leather.
Yeah.
A little treat.
Like a pineapple lump, but it's pineapple leather. It's actually made of the pineapple leaves.
Oh.
So that's a byproduct as well. So like in Indonesia, where they produce, I think, most of the pineapples of the world, it goes through a process where they convert it into like a mesh, and then they, you know, do the kind of adding kind of a coating, a resin coating to it to strengthen it. And that is not, so the pineapple fibers are 100% biodegradable, but the resin isn't.
Okay.
But it's good because it's a, you know, those leaves were either burnt or left to rot.
Oh, so, true. So it is actually using a waste product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. Cork leather.
Like cork.
Like cork in your wine bottle.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's something I didn't know. It's the only tree that survives being stripped of bark. They regenerate every 9 years and they can last for 300 years.
So is the cork that we use as a substance, is it the leather of a tree? The bark of a tree.
Yeah, so it's the bark of a tree. And what they do is
leather.
They dry it of its natural moisture, then they boil it down and shave it and dry it out and shave it into very tissue fine layers.
Oh, wow.
And then rebuild it.
Oh.
And that's quite common with a lot of the leathers, is that they're broken down, like pulped or whatever, and then
reconstituted.
They are rebuilt, like the $6 million man. It's probably a very old reference. Also, wine and grape leather. So there's a byproduct of producing wine called marc, which is the core and the shell, and they add chemicals to that to produce leather. It takes 10 litres of wine creates 2.5 kilograms of waste marc, which makes 1 square metre of leather.
I'm trying to do it in my head, visualise that. That seems like relatively good use of that. Like, that seems like you get good bits from each of the parts of that process there.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. This one I just about like fell off my chair. Kombucha leather. Made from SCOVI bacteria. But the beeswax that's used in drying the process is not so it's not technically vegan.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Because of the bees.
Yeah. So we kind of touched on cactus leather last week.
Yeah, we did, briefly.
So there is a product called registered trademark Deserto.
Like dessert or desert?
Like desert.
Uh-huh. How many S's?
But it's got two S's in it. That's what I found really weird. So it uses the cactus plant and it uses the mature leaves of the cactus plant. So you know when you pull the cactus apart. So the cactus still survives. So and they live for around 8 years. They're perennial, so the cactus is not harm in the making.
Okay.
The mature leaves of the plant are harvested every 6 to 8 months. There's no irrigation or pesticides required because they just grow in Mexico free range, basically.
Wow.
So they're still farming them, but it does go through an industrial process where it's like dried out, it's pulped. They create a bioresin, which kind of looks like a powder, and then they kind of reform it with some kind of adhesive. And then this one was also quite fascinating, which I watched a video on because it was like, whoa.
YouTube's great for this kind of stuff, eh? It's like, oh, here we go. We're in a factory watching them make cactus leather.
Yeah, so I watched that one. And we'd mentioned last week that Deadly Ponies creates products with cactus leather. And someone had said, oh, you know, that it's coated in polyurethane. And I think the majority of these products are.
Right.
Like, they've got a coating on them.
To kind of keep it watertight, I'd imagine, or?
Yeah, and also for durability and lifespan. So many of these products on their own don't last that long.
Yeah.
So I think, so cactus leather lasts about 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So mango leather.
Mango leather. Again, another thing that sounds like a treat from the dairy.
At the moment, I like the wine leather and the mango leather.
Yeah, so...
Favourite leathers so far.
Similarly, mango leather is made from a byproduct of... Well, I guess like when they... So the Netherlands is the biggest importer in Europe of mangoes. And they have...
Okay,
crazy
fair
facts,
enough.
This company called Fruit Leather is given the mangoes that can't be sold for consumption for free.
Ah. Oh.
So they produce the mango leather from that, and they take it and they basically pulp it. Then they put additives into it, and it's dried on like cooking trays and a dehydrator. And they
do you reckon it smells really good in there?
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Yum. Could you eat this if your shoe was made out of it and there was no coating?
And you were in the deserto.
Could you be like, okay, stuff it, I'm gonna eat my shoe?
I would think not, because there's still chemicals involved. So with the with the mango leather, they dry it out on these trays and then it goes in sheets to somewhere else to have it kind of finalized and coated and that sort of thing. And all of these leathers are kind of dried, and we're only talking about kind of like 1 square meter,
right?
And that's why the mushroom leather was
impressive.
Was because they could grow a cowhide size.
That is crazy, eh?
These other ones can't do that. But what is also fascinating about mangoes is the different types of mangoes produce different colors. So one mango makes a brown leather, one mango makes black leather,
red leather,
they're not dyed.
Oh, so the mango ones are just, that's natural colouring.
Yeah, that's the natural colour that comes
out.
That
is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Does anyone, this is like pivoting into edible fruit leather now, but does anyone remember getting fruit leather as a kid? You know, you used to get those strips, and there was like a factory in Blenheim that made them, and...
Did you roll them up and eat them?
Kind of, yeah. It's not those like...
Roll-ups?
Not a roll-up. We weren't allowed to get roll-ups.
Loved roll-ups.
I used to be so jealous of everyone who got roll-ups in their school lunches, but we would sometimes get fruit leather, which was like the healthy version of that. Oh, thanks, Mum. But me and my boyfriend tried to visit the fruit leather factory when we were in Blenheim, and it's closed.
No!
Which is so sad. You used to be able to go and get like offcuts of their like edible fruit leather.
Maybe they're maybe they're doing some science out the back, and they're going to come back making like mango leather shoes and stuff like that.
I reckon.
Edible ones.
Hey, thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us more edible leather this morning. There's only one song we could play,
exactly.
Really. Thank you very much. We'll see you, Savo.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
That's the chills, of course.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.